This is Stephen Colbert with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your daily news update for the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd, 2022. According to the National Weather Service's forecast for Cedar Rapids, this weekend is going to be a bit of a summer in October. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 83 and a mostly clear night with a low of 61. Sunday will also be sunny with a high of 80, but it'll be breezy with a chance of rain in the afternoon and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening with a low of 66. Fewer Eastern Iowa youth are charged after schools made change to police programs in schools. Changes made to the Cedar Rapids Schools Resource Officer Program, Police in Schools, is contributing to fewer children being charged with a crime in schools and decreasing the racial disparity of those complaints, according to data from the Iowa Department of Human Rights. There's been a 49% reduction in complaints made in schools in the 6th Judicial Court, Lynn, Johnson, Tama, Benton, Jones, and Iowa counties, since 2019. There also has been a reduction in racial disparity, with black students making up 33.9% of complaints, down from 53.9% in 2019. Amid a legal battle, Cedar Rapids will drop a racial requirement for Citizens Review Board membership. The city of Cedar Rapids is preparing to eliminate a rule requiring that 5 of the 9-member Citizen Review Board identify as people of color. The move comes after a federal judge blocked enforcement of the policy pending the outcome of a lawsuit alleging the rule is racially discriminatory. According to a draft policy shared with the board Thursday, the amended ordinance states the mayor and city council shall strive to include members from a diverse background, including people who identify as a racial or ethnic minority. The change will do away with the requirement that the board include a specific number of people who identify as people of color. An appeals court puts student loan relief program on hold. A federal appeals court late Friday issued an administrative stay temporarily blocking President Joe Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in federal student loans. The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay while it considers a motion from 6 Republican-led states, including Iowa, to block the loan cancellation program. The stay ordered the Biden administration not to act on the program while it considers the appeal, but the order came just days after people began applying for loan forgiveness, so it's not clear yet how the stay will impact those who have already applied.